And welcome back to Afterburn After Hours. We are closing out 2023.
Yeah.
It's been a fast year. I feel like as I get older, years get faster.
I could see that.
Like when I was in school, the year was never over. It couldn't come quick enough.
Waiting for that winter break.
Yeah, yeah. Winter break. And then when you get back from winter break, it was like, oh, I have till June, whatever the day was. But it's like, I'm waiting for spring break. And spring break took forever.
Yeah.
Guess what? At 39, I'm like, dude, slow down a little bit.
I agree.
Like it's Christmas already.
Christmas.
Well, we're November 15th, so we're a couple of weeks away.
I mean, it's after Halloween, so it's basically Christmas.
It's basically Christmas. Thanksgiving's next week, so we got a lot going on.
Yeah.
But we're closing out 2024.
2023.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Yeah, look, that's how fast it goes. So fast, I'm already in 2025. That's
it's already in 2025.
I'm 47 now. fully bald, 47 years
that
old.
That makes me like 30.
Yeah, wow. Congratulations. You made it.
No. All right. Anyways.
This time of year gets me thinking about helping people prepare for their next year.
Yeah.
And we've talked about optimizing routines. We've talked about harnessing the power of no and challenging yourself to things that you're going to want to say, that you're going to have to say no to. Mm-hmm. We've talked about how, you know, progress is maybe why you didn't see progress with TC last year, if you did TC last year. And so I want to talk about progress today. And I think this is an important topic, and this is progress really in anything in life, but specifically geared towards the fitness side is I think a lot of people believe that progress is linear. So explain that.
Yeah.
What is progress being linear mean?
Man, I wish I had like a chart so I could draw.
Just use hand motions.
Hand motions. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I think a lot of people think progress is like a straight slope up. You start at the bottom and you just grow and grow and grow until you're satisfied, which by the way, I don't feel like ever happens, but anyways, so it's a straight slope all the way up. When in reality, in my experience and what I've just observed from other people is progress is most of the time more like stairs. And sometimes those stairs are longer, sometimes they're shorter. Kind of depends on what phase of life you're in, but usually you'll go up a little bit, then it's kind of, you know, you hang out there and then you go up a little bit and then you hang out there. And I think a lot of times, especially if you're newer into fitness or you have new goals, things like that, you might make it over that first step. And as soon as you get on that step, we quit because we stop seeing that growth when there's still stairs and stairs and stairs to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's not linear by any means. And there's going to be different phases. Sometimes stairs are shorter. Sometimes they're longer. It just kind of depends.
It's like the stairs on the Mantua Incline.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
That was not an easy straight. It was a slope.
That is a perfect example.
It was an upward slope.
Yeah.
But those stairs were not created equal, nor was the slope. No, so for those of you who don't know, in Colorado Springs, they have this thing called the Mantua Incline. At what, 0.8 miles? Picture. 0.8 miles.
0.88 to the top, and from bottom to top.
And you gain over 2,000 feet in elevation over the course of that 0.88. So in less than a mile, you're going up 2,000 feet in elevation. And the bottom's gradual.
Yeah.
But then as you start to get into the climb, those stairs change.
Yes, they do.
Sometimes they are, you know, you got to like almost bear crawl some of them. Sometimes you can just step.
Wide.
Yeah. Some have a longer platform before like the next stair.
Yeah.
That journey up that staircase, we didn't keep a consistent pace.
No, we did not.
We had like at some points we were like, okay, we're going to go 10 stairs and take a quick break. And then there was other times we're like, okay, we're going to push through to that number up there. Cause the stairs were numbered and whatnot.
Yeah.
So that whole journey was kind of like experiencing what it is like to progress through your career, fitness, growth as a person, whatever it is.
Yes.
Because the stairs were not equal. They were crooked and jagged and they were unpredictable. And there was moments where you just had to stop.
Yes.
And look back and be like, dude, look how far we've come.
Yes. And I think,
go ahead.
Okay. I think that it's really important that, like, specifically with Manitou incline, there are reasons for the stairs being different lengths, different widths. Mm-hmm. They're all built different. And there's a reason for all of that, because mm-hmm. without them have been specific widths, distances, they wouldn't work
in that phase of the climb. Yep.
Yes. They would not get you to that end point. So within progress, I don't want to jump ahead too early, but I think there are reasons for different seasons of your journey, whether that's fitness, you know, whatever you're going through in your life, there are different phases that are going to be longer or shorter before you progress again. Mm-hmm. And they all have specific reasons for being long or short to get you to that end goal. So I think they all have their value.
And sometimes when you come across that challenge and you haven't found the right stair to get you to the next one, mm-hmm. it's because you're not ready for the next one.
Correct.
If you try to insert a stair that doesn't fit, mm-hmm. you're gonna fall.
Yeah.
So sometimes you gotta sit, you gotta hang out for a minute until that right stair does come along.
Yeah.
That you can insert to get you to the next phase.
Yes.
I think as we're talking about this now as the analogy for our progression.
Yes.
There was a lot of times that we said, hey, look back. Mm-hmm. Let's take a selfie facing down. Mm-hmm. Not facing up.
Yeah.
We're going to look back and enjoy where we came from. Sun, we went early, 6 a.m. Sun was rising.
Yeah.
So it was perfect, right? But we were looking back at the journey of where we came from, because guess what? That wasn't easy.
Yeah.
It was a challenge. And I think you appreciate how far you made it when it is challenging.
Yes.
I don't think if progression was linear, you would appreciate the journey as much.
Probably not.
Like, I remember when I opened my gym, that my first one in Virginia, we saw some good success with that gym. We had 7 years. We went through 3 locations. Our last location was like my dream thing. It was like everything I could ever wanted, all the cool toys. And mm-hmm. it was beautiful. It was great. Do I started with $0? Yeah. I started in a 900 square foot storage unit with no equipment.
Yeah.
That journey was so much, so rewarding. But if somebody was like, hey, here's the keys to your beautiful dream facility, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have worked as hard. I wouldn't have appreciated all the phases of the business.
Yeah.
Because when I started, I was 25 years old. I had $800. That was a security deposit.
Yeah.
For the first place.
Yeah.
And then I got a couple of clients and then I bought some med balls. I had a couple more clients. I bought some. They're called war machines. It's like a TRX, but at the top, it's a pulley system and you pop the pin out and now the straps move 360, like there's no stability. The TRX straps, they stop, right?
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. And you could unhook the handles, hook a kettlebell to it and okay. you'd have a little extra resistance. Like they were sweet. So I bought yeah. like 4 of those yeah. and then, you know, and then I started buying equipment as I
yeah.
acquired more clients and got money. But like, looking back at that, that was where I started.
Yeah.
And I don't think I, 7 years later, would have been as proud of what we were able to accomplish had I not had those different steps, or had the journey just been like, hey, this is fun.
Yeah. And I don't think you would be set up or strong enough to handle the top without having built the strength on the way up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't, if I graduated college and somebody handed me, here you go, you're the CEO now of this company, I wouldn't be prepared.
You can't build those Manitou incline stairs starting at the top going down.
Yes. Correct.
It's a lot harder to get material to the top and build down mm-hmm. than it is to start building at the bottom and go up.
Yeah.
Because at least as I build, if I start at the bottom and I build up, I have a clear path of where I'm going. Mm-hmm. I might not get there as quick as I want to, but that's okay because I'm taking the right stairs. I'm taking the right steps.
Yes.
And so as we relate this back to fitness, I would want to encourage people that they look at these people and they're like, that person's my age and this and that. But again, what stair are they on? They've been doing this for 10 years?
Yeah.
And you started 2 days ago, right? Like one thing I always say, don't compare your year one to my year 20.
Yeah.
It's not fair. it's not that I'm that much better than you. I've just been doing it longer.
Yeah.
And at some point along the way in 20 years, I figured something out.
Yeah.
I didn't get everything right. I made a lot of mistakes,
yeah.
but I still have 20 years, you know? Yeah. And that's where I think that the fitness culture,
mm-hmm.
Everyone's looking for the hack of how to skip experience.
Quick fixes.
Whether it's supplements, whether it's extracurricular supplements, weight loss drugs.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, whatever it is, fad diets, this, that, the other thing, peptides, yeah. sarums, you name it. There's all these things.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to take the fast track or the stay on the Manitou incline, there was an escalator on the side. If you're going to take that route, you're going to miss all of the experience that you're going to get on the way to the top, and you're not going to be set up for success. So relating back to fitness, if I decide that I want to lose 20 pounds, it's in my first day working out. If I fast forward and all of a sudden I wake up the next day, I'm 20 pounds lighter, I don't know how to maintain that.
Right.
Because I didn't put the work in to find the habits, find out how to count calories, how to count macros, how to work out consistently, how to recover
yep.
correctly. I don't have all of that experience. So I'm not going to be able to maintain that 20 pound weight loss. So when people are getting on the supplements, the extracurricular supplements, mm-hmm. the weight loss drugs, if they don't have that experience to know how to actually maintain that, then you're going to end up right back where you started. So you might as well take the slower route, but the more, I guess, useful route that's going to help you.
Yeah. I think if I would take the escalator in that setting, I wouldn't be proud.
No.
Like I wouldn't be proud of what I've done.
You got a taste of the view. But
yeah.
You didn't get to experience the view all the way to the top.
Well, I also didn't learn the lessons either.
Yeah.
I didn't learn what to do because the next time I'm faced with an incline
mm-hmm.
and I don't have an escalator.
Oopsies.
What do I do? Yeah. I didn't learn how to overcome
you
that.
You wait for the escalator.
You wait for them to yeah. come build one. You've been waiting a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I actually was talking to my barber about this. So, dude, I love my barber, man.
I know you
Shout
do.
Out to PJ, my man.
Let's get him on the pod.
You know what? He would probably come on. He would love
yes.
it.
Yes.
He's talked about doing a, like setting up a camera and just recording different clients that he has.
Yeah.
And I think he said he wants to call it like a cut above. And then it's just like a YouTube yeah. Series. And it's just like, hey, whatever happens in the chair, the conversations and all that stuff.
Okay, so it's a different kind of concept, but there's this lady on YouTube that goes live when she's braiding hair because that yeah. takes forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they have the craziest conversations. So I would so watch
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think he's talked about it. I'm just going to tell him he's got to do it.
Yeah, but he's got to do that.
You know, I've been using Lumen.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Lumen is a little black device that you blow into and it measures the amount of CO2 in your breath. At higher CO2, you're burning more carbs. At lower CO2, you're burning more fat. And so what it does is it adjusts your macros for your day based on what you blow first thing in the morning. So mm-hmm. if you're blowing a 1, which is like super high fat burning, you're going to have a more higher carb day. If you're blowing a 5, which is super high carb burn, you're going to have more of a low carb day. But I was telling him about this, right? And he said something. He goes, I don't think everyone should use that until they actually understand what a macro is.
I agree.
And he said, you almost have to earn permission to be uh-huh. able to use that tool.
Mm-hmm.
When he's like, somebody like you and me, because he's been in the fitness game for a long time. He's like, we understand it and that would be a benefit to us. But the person just starting out, they don't even know what rice is. Like, is rice protein?
I agree.
You know? So again, that's part of the stairs.
Yeah.
That's like taking the escalator to the top.
Yes.
You know what? Hacks are cool. I think there are some hacks that are useful.
Yes. Yeah.
However, you just learned the hack. You didn't learn the process.
Yeah. I think that's one of the biggest complications of the fitness space in this day and age is everybody wants to optimize everything. And I like optimizing, but you can't optimize something you don't understand. So when we get all these fitness trackers like mm-hmm. Whoop and things like that, do you know what HRV is?
Yeah. Right.
Why do you need to know it if you don't know what it is?
Right.
So taking time to figure out, okay, what is protein? What are carbs? What are fats?
And what works for my body?
Yeah.
Within those macronutrients.
Yeah. 100%. Once you understand that, then start to optimize, but you can't take shortcuts just because that's what the girl on Instagram that has the body you want does, she right. probably understands what protein is, what carbs are, what fats are. She put that work in to do that first. None of those people that you want to look like did that overnight.
And guess what? If you don't look just like her, what she's eating is not going to work for you because she has more muscle. She's more metabolically efficient. Her body's burning calories at a higher rate because she's doing X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
If you don't look just like her, which guess what? You don't because you're genetically different.
Yeah.
You can't eat what she eats exactly. However, you still have to eat protein, carbs, and fats.
Yes.
Now, that's part of climbing. When you start eating the carbs, you start to learn. What does white rice do versus brown rice? Does my body work better on, you know, fruits? And, you know, I do a lot more of my fruits in the morning around my workout times to fuel my workouts and recover quicker from them.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain meats that I, you know, that, like ground turkey, I've talked before, ground turkey messed me up a little bit when I was prepping. I was just eating it a lot. So I had to switch. So just being able to be aware of those things before you add the hack in, you know, and you know what? It's cool. Hacks on the Mantu are kind of like that dude that had the walking sticks that was running.
But he had to learn how to run up it first.
But yeah, guess what? He had done it more than twice.
Yeah, he had.
You know?
Yeah.
And he passed us twice.
Yeah.
Up and down.
He's probably done it hundreds of times.
Yeah, yeah. I think he might have been sponsored by On because I like he was in all On gear.
I would love to be sponsored by On. Let's get On the
So anyways, he had the pack. He had this. He had the walking sticks.
He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing, but he had done it multiple times. Yes. And he was training for something specific.
Yeah.
And guess what? He didn't in the first week go from walking up it to running up it to then like all the crazy stuff he was doing. No.
Uh-huh.
He started out walking it and then setting some goals and being consistent and walking it some more and walking it some more. And he probably got to a point where he was like, okay, maybe I can try to run the first half of it and then walk the rest. You know, there's all of these progressions and steps to adding that, those layers of progress.
Yeah.
So as you're looking at the transformation challenge in 2024, let's start to think about this as that climb.
Yeah.
And let's not look at the immediate result or end goal. You know what? Don't set an end goal. Let's just enjoy the climb.
I can't. Yeah. I mean,
what happened when you saw the false peak?
When I what?
Remember when you guys saw the false peak?
Yeah.
It was like a letdown.
Yes.
Because it wasn't the top.
Yes.
But you see it and you're like, oh, we're not far. And then you get to it and you're like, oh, we're so far.
And I was tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so my first prep, I was just kind of, I was blind to everything. I didn't know what prep was going to have. It was hard, but I went very mindless. My second prep, it was all about just making it to the show. And I did not take time in between to really enjoy prep. And so once I made it to the show, like, yeah, I won. But like that feeling lasts for like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You're like, that was cool. And then you go eat and then you're ready to go back to work the next day. And it's like nothing ever happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like that high goes away very quickly. So it's very temporary. So I think when you can enjoy the process, enjoy the climb, and you can enjoy that. Once you fall in love with the process, and it's so cheesy because everybody says it, but once you fall in love with the journey and the process, it makes the results come seamlessly.
So I'll relate this. You're not married, but
no,
I am.
No, I'm not.
Wedding day. It's like your show day.
Yeah.
It's like marathon day. It's like whatever it is.
Yeah.
One day. But if that's all you're focused on and you're not focused on building the foundation of your relationship before you get to wedding day, then it's a letdown.
Yeah.
Because wedding day only lasts for 6 hours and you spend all this money.
Yeah.
And you didn't enjoy the process of getting to the wedding.
Yeah.
Faith and I enjoyed the process of planning and this and that. And we did all the things, but guess what? The wedding, that was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
We're still climbing.
Yeah.
In tandem, but we're still hitting plateaus. Mm-hmm. We're hitting peaks. We're hitting valleys, but we're doing it together step in step because we have an end goal.
Yeah.
It's to enjoy our time together and have a great marriage and inspire other people through our marriage.
Yeah.
And so that's what keeps us on the climb.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's not even stairs. Maybe it's peaks and valleys on the way up, because there's been plenty of times where I think it's more wavy mm-hmm. on the way up, and I'll hit a valley. And I mean, we've had conversations before of like, this might be the phase of your life where this is a valley, and valleys can get really, really low. Mm-hmm. But when you look back, even that valley was still higher than my starting point. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel like it in the moment, but when you can value the valleys for what they are and know that, okay, your peak is coming, but peaks are so much smaller than the valleys are. And so if you're always focusing on climbing, 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 you're going to be really let down.
Well, the peaks are sexy.
Yeah.
Cause they're the high moments. They're the big accomplishments, but guess what? Everything grows in the valley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grass grows in the valley. It don't grow up the top of the mountain.
No.
So you do your growth in the valley and it allows you to make the climb.
Yeah.
So yes, you have to, again, endure the valleys.
Yeah.
It's like base pace. Endure ants. Yeah. You have to create endurance in those paces.
Yeah.
No one really enjoys base pace, I don't think, except for me. I love base pace because I know yeah. that's where I'm building the foundation for progress.
Base sucks. Like just, it doesn't feel good. Challenging, but doable does not feel good.
No.
It's doable, but it's still challenging. And I think base pace is like that. So close to a walking recovery, but it's just enough far away to still suck.
Base pace is frustrating
uh-huh.
because it's challenging,
yep.
but it's also doable.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what most of those plateaus are about.
Yeah.
Is I can get through it, but it sucks.
Yeah.
I love base though, because guess what? As I've increased my base, everything else got better. And yeah. so those are, I think, the moments where you really test your endurance when you're in those plateau moments. It's like, okay, challenging but doable, challenging but doable, challenging but doable. And then you're like, okay, push. Temporary, short term.
Yep.
Base.
Yep.
Yesterday's workout was a perfect example. 3 minute push, 4 minute base. 3 minute push, 4 minute base. Uh-huh. 3 minute push.
4 minute base.
4 minute base. 1 minute push.
Yeah, 1 minute. 1 minute
all out.
1 minute all out. Yeah.
Perfect example of what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. You're at base longer than you're at push. You're creating the endurance to get through to your next push.
And your push is still long.
And your push is. Yesterday was a long push.
Yeah.
So this is meant to be encouraging, because everyone's going to experience all of the things we talked about. But when you're in that frustrating pace or phase or valley or stair, whatever you want to call it, just know that if you keep the endurance and you stay focused and you stay committed to that pace or that phase, there is a push on the other side. Pushes are sexy. Go a little bit yeah. faster. All outs are sexier. That's the top.
Yeah.
You're there for max a minute.
Yep.
What happens after all out?
You get to walk.
Walk. You get to take a second and turn around the incline and be like, wow.
Yeah.
Dude, look how far we've come. And enjoy where we are right now. So good stuff, dude.
Yeah. I think, you know, when you're on that middle stair, you get to choose whether you're going to continue to go up or you're going to turn around and go back down. And
you, yeah, absolutely. You make that decision at that moment.
You get to choose, and it's going to be hard work to continue to go up. There's going to be stairs that are long on the way up. There's going to be stairs that are short on the way up, but it's going to be more rewarding to continue to just persevere and go up than turn around and go back down. Cause then if you're halfway, you still want the same distance. You just didn't get the end result.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So you might as well just keep going up and finish it.
So don't get frustrated. Get focused and stay consistent. And as you're preparing for the new year, our encouragement as well as a challenge to you is find your phase. Where are you right now? What's your environment like from a fitness standpoint?
Yeah.
Are you on the up? Are you in a valley? Are you just taking time to admire what you did in 2023? And you know what? Good for you. You should admire. If you've come a long way, I talked to him over at St. Augustine. Or I'm sorry, World Golf. Tony.
Yeah, Tony.
He lost 60 pounds.
Yeah, you did.
Enjoy that for a moment.
Yeah.
I talked to another member. She's down 70 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, these are real stories. Yeah. And you know what? take a second, turn around, look at what you did this year, and then get refocused, because we got work to do.
If you're always on the up, you're never going to be happy with where you're going.
Yeah.
Or where you've been.
So take a second, turn around. 2023 was a great year. What'd you accomplish? And then let's get focused on 24, because we got work to do.
Yeah.
Let's attack the new year with some vigor, excitement, enthusiasm, and a new challenge. And like I said before, do it with something that you're going to have to say no to at some point.
Yeah.
Until next time. Thanks, dude.